I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's head out to the waitfor.com hotline and let's talk to our Braves insider, Grant McCulley. And Grant, you know, Kyle Wright was outstanding again last night. And, you know, we talked about, you know, possibly being on the All-Star team. But he's on pace right now for almost 200 innings and 200 strikeouts. Do you think the Braves will let him get to a 200-inning mark? Or do you think at some point they start to slow him down a little bit and make sure they don't overwork him?
You know, if he was a younger pitcher, like if we were talking about Ian Anderson, particularly last year, then I would kind of wonder like what an innings limit might look like for him. It doesn't mean they might not find a time or two to maybe get him in a couple of extra days rest or maybe skip a start here or there, particularly if you have arms that you feel like can step in. But, you know, we're talking about a prospect that has got, well, not even a prospect anymore, but a young pitcher who has been a top prospect, who has had multiple full seasons worth of development in the minor leagues. And at this point, you know, he is who he is. And I feel like, you know, even though he only came into the year with 14 big league starts, man, how long have we been talking about Kyle Wright? 4 or 5 years. I don't really see him dialing it back. And what he's found and what he's given them, I find it even harder to do that if you don't have to. So, you know, you manage the workload as best you can, obviously, and you give guys the opportunity every fifth day to go out there and give what you can or give what they can. And Kyle Wright's done as good a job as anybody on the Braves staff, not named Max Fried.
And I know that we're always enamored with the high velocity, whether it's exit velocity or a pitcher's arm velocity. But I got to tell you, Grant, it blew me away last night when Chavez strikes out the side and Will Smith comes in and strikes out 2 and 3.
Yeah, I mean, and this is one of the things Jesse Chavez has done so well for the Braves, and he wasn't even on the team on opening day. This was you finally had reached the end of the road with Sean Newcomb. You're just trying to get anything you could for him. You get back a familiar face that helped you win the World Series, sure, but you didn't think you were getting back a high-leverage, big strikeout reliever. But if you go look at the numbers for Jesse Chavez since he's come back, I mean, it's been pretty impressive. And Mike, you probably appreciate this. John, you might too. But when he came in against the Dodgers and issued a walk in order to get to Trey Turner, basically, I just got those Major League Two vibes about how he was going to pitch to Parkman and he was going to strike him out. And that's exactly what he did. So he's had some big outs, and Brian Snitker's been leaning on him a little bit more since the Braves bullpen has been a little bit depleted. They're down Kenley Jansen now. They've been without Tyler Matzik for a while. You can't just keep opening that door and saying, AJ Minter, come in here and fix everything. That's just not going to play. So Jesse Chavez has been not even an unsung hero for the Braves, but he's been a major contributor. And, you know, hopefully what we saw from Will Smith last night is something that he can clone and copy and do everything. Every time he comes out there, he was much more aggressive, really worked with the fastball early and threw a lot of strikes. And obviously, if you do that at the big league level, I think you can get out. So Will Smith has shown over time he can. It's just sometimes it's a little bit of a roller coaster and there's a bit too much nibbling for my taste.
Grant McCulley is our Braves insider joining us here in the waitfor.com hotline as we go around the yard and look for a sweep tonight with the Braves over the Phillies before heading down to Cincinnati. We got good news earlier today. Ronald Acuna is up with the team. Did we get clearance about whether or not he can pinch hit tonight? That was the one thing we were waiting for, was whether or not he got medical clearance for tonight.
You know, I saw David O'Brien of The Athletic posting that Ronald took BP and has been running full tilt in his, you know, his work away from the team. So clearly he's passed all those tests. If you go rejoin the team and you're there on the bench, I would think you're probably available if you took that flight. So he's not in the starting lineup, no, but if the need comes, I would say that Brian Snitker could probably break that glass in case of emergency.
So again, it was just a bruised foot, and it just needed time for this. Basically, ice up, son, and get him back in the mix. Grant McCulley's with his guys getting ready for the Phillies and the Braves. Early start, by the way, coming up here about 6. 21-5 in June. I saw last night, I think the record for doubles for the Braves before the All-Star break was like shattered by Olsen last night. So obviously he'll get that and more. So, I mean, what's the only thing we need right now? Duvall, the hit for average? That's not really his thing. He's like a 230 guy. What do we need out of the lineup that's missing? Hard to find something, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, once you get Ronald in there every day, I mean, you've pretty much got all the things that you need. I mean, if you had any questions about what kind of hitter is Dansby Swanson going to be this year, I think we've gotten the answer about that. I think Austin Riley has done a pretty nice job of following up his breakout season of last year. And I think if anything, yeah, you want to see Matt Olson get, you know, real comfortable and maybe get on that prolonged hot streak that involves a bunch of home runs. But it's hard to argue with what he's done over the last 8 or 10 days. It seems like his swing has really locked in since that series in Chicago. And now here in the series against Philadelphia, the extra base hits are really piling up. He's got 31 doubles in 76 games. If you're scoring at home, that's a pace of 64 on the year. And that's got Olson on pace for 91 extra base hits. The Braves franchise record is held by Hank Aaron. It's 92 extra base hits set in 1959. So when you're in a conversation with setting a team record that's held by Hank Aaron, you've probably done all right in your first couple of months with the club. So let's just see if Matt Olson can get good and comfortable. We can put all of the other drama about former Braves first baseman off to the side and really focus on what's going on with this team this year. Because I feel like, offensively speaking, again, with Ronald Acuña Jr. back in there, hopefully as soon as tomorrow, you have the offense that you need. You just got to get it rolling. And when you get Ozzie Albies back, maybe in late August or September, that would be an even bigger boost for this club.
Grant, how concerning are the walks for Ian Anderson? He's, of course, going to go tonight, but 36 walks in 74 innings, less than a 2-to-1 ratio strikeouts to walks. How concerning has that been this year for Anderson?
It's been a big hurdle for him, John, and I feel like his command has been the one thing where you can kind of tell if he's got it or not, and he's had some long first innings, and then it seems like he settles in for three innings, and then all of a sudden you get that, you know, at the end of the second time through the lineup, maybe start of the third time through, it seems like it kind of wavers again. And I was looking at his game logs earlier today, and it feels like he's just kind of alternated a good start with either a bad start or kind of a disappointing start. And it's certainly been that way in the month of June. And usually you can look at that walk column and you can know exactly what was going on that particular night. And, you know, for Ian, the changeup is such a dangerous weapon, but it's all built off of his fastball command. He really hasn't changed the percentages of the pitches that he's throwing as far as his fastball, his changeup, and his curveball year over year. He just really, I don't think, has been able to find that consistency that he can go out and replicate, kind of like, you know, obviously Max Fried. That's a high bar, but much like Kyle Wright's been able to do this year with just having that consistency. If he finds that, you know, Ian, that changeup's an 80-grade pitch. It's one of the best changeups in the National League, if not all of baseball. But you've got to be able to get ahead of hitters, and you've got to be able to put them away. And that just seems to be the thing that he's trying to solve right now as much as anything. And it does show up in the walks column. And free passes are not a good way to set yourself up to go deep in a baseball game.
I hate to talk dollars and cents because we're enjoying this amazing run. The Braves are on 3 games behind the Mets. But John and I spent some time arguing with Squidbelly off the air. It was kind of like it was the show within the show today, Grant. But what is the Max Fried contract going to look like? Is it going to be $30 million a year?
I don't know if it reaches the $30 million a year point. I don't know that I could say that he wouldn't be in line to ask for something like that. I mean, it might surprise a lot of people to hear a number like that thrown around, but when you just put him up against in production, what he has done since 2019, and it's been as consistent and as good as just about anybody. I've got a good argument going on with a buddy of mine about whether Max Fried is in the same category as Corbin Burns. And he thought I was crazy saying that. But I said, look, I'm not saying he strikes out as many guys as Corbin Burns, but when you look at the overall value of Max Fried and the production of Max Fried, he's on a short list of 5, maybe 10 pitchers in all of baseball over the last 3 seasons as far as being one of the most productive. And one thing he has done that a lot of these other guys haven't done is pitch a World Series clincher after somebody stepped on his ankle. So
right. This
is a guy that, I mean, he's got the killer instinct. He has just a high aptitude for pitching, and he has the arsenal to get it done. So it's not going to be some cheap team-friendly deal, I wouldn't imagine. And if and when Max Fried gets to free agency, there are going to be some clubs very interested in a left-hander like that being part of their rotation. So the Braves will very, very likely have a big decision to make and plenty of other suitors who could find a seat at the table to talk to Max Fried.
Yeah, Fried doesn't kill himself either by it because he doesn't issue any walks either, like what Burns is doing there. I mean, he doesn't give you any free passes, so you don't get a lot of shot to add him. Grant McCullough here on the waitfor.com hotline. We get ready for Braves in Philadelphia. And look, Grant, honestly, this could not have gone better for the Braves than, you know, getting these couple of wins. And I understand the Phillies are only 8 games out of first, you know, which we can discuss that or not discuss that. But it's just the idea of, I really do feel like a sweep tonight. You've really kind of knocked the Phillies out. And I know we've been kind of talking about this, but they're about to be a game over 500 after a loss tonight. And it just feels like their season's about not to go anywhere without Harper and all this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
And we can say what we want, but it's just one more team that you feel like you're kind of putting some real separation between you and everybody else in the league.
It's what you need to do. I mean, you don't want to leave Philadelphia giving them any hope by having let them take two out of three after losing Bryce Harper and making you feel like this opportunity that you had to really take a series from a club without its best player slipped through your fingers. And as you look at this 10-game schedule or 10-game portion of the schedule the Braves are wrapping up right now after their month or so against those sub-500 teams, it was, what are the Braves going to look like against these winning clubs? Well, the answer is you take a series from the Giants. You were this close to taking a series from the Dodgers, and you have taken a series, and the Phillies have a chance to sweep and go 7-3 in that 10-game sample. This is exactly what you asked for from the Braves, and again, the ball bounces a couple of different ways. Maybe the Braves win 9 out of those 10 games. It didn't happen, but I'm just saying, they have been in the game every single night. This is a competitive club, and they're really starting to click, and yeah, you don't want to leave the Phillies with any room to think about either spoiling the Braves' chances or just trying to keep their own chances alive. It's early in the season to call anybody out, and after the month of June that we're seeing from the Braves, where they went from 10.5 games out on June the 1st, to entering the last couple of days of the month only 3 games behind the Mets. Crazier things have happened, but without Bryce Harper, man, that's a tall order for Philadelphia.
Just so much fun to be a Braves fan right now. Only sad news to report today. I know, I'm sure you knew him, Grant, was Casey Motter passed away in his sleep last night. That big booming voice of the Braves going back to Turner Field and then obviously to SunTrust and now Truist. So I would imagine they'll do something in his memory when they get back for the next homestand.
I would imagine that to be the case. I mean, this is a big piece of the Braves game day experience, just a really sweet man and somebody that, you know, always greeted you warmly both to your seat as a fan and just, you know, walking around the press box and just having an opportunity to, you know, speak with Casey before games. And he's going to be missed. It's a terrible tragedy, and obviously thoughts and prayers and all of those things to his family for healing and comfort during a time like this. But yeah, it's a major loss for the Braves and a major loss for someone who I would just say very simply, as we do for so many people, just gone too soon.
All right. Where can we hear you, Grant?
Well, you can find me on Sunday nights on 92.9 The Game. From the Diamond is the name of the show. We'll be on a little bit after 8 following the Atlanta United match this Sunday, but usually 5 to 7 on Sundays. Myself and Corey McCartney from the Diamond can also be found wherever you get your podcasts and on the Odyssey app.
Appreciate it, Grant. Thanks for a few minutes, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.